The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
Well, hi there, everybody. I'm Sean Wood, and welcome to our coverage of the BRP Modified Tour. Tonight, from the Sharon Speedway, it's the Lou Blaney Memorial. Heading into tonight's action in the point standings, three-time and defending BRP Modified Tour champion Rex King Sr. holds a slim 8-point lead over Jeremiah Schingledecker, who has won twice so far on the tour this year. Dave Murdoch, the season opening winner and the most recent winner at the Tri-City Speedway, sits third in points, 9 points behind Rex King Sr. Kevin Hoffman and Del Ruggie Jr. round out the top five. Rex King Jr., Rex's son, is in sixth. Brad Rapp, seventh. Jeremy Popp, eighth. Mike Turner, ninth. And J.R. McKinley rounds out the top 10. And seventh through ninth are separated by just 5 points. And overall so far, the top 10 are separated by just 56 points. King Sr., no stranger to Victory Lane here at Sharon Speedway. We'll talk with him next. You're listening to the BRP Modified Tour, the Lou Blaney Memorial, tonight from the Sharon Speedway. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions. Mohs Gold Polish, introducing Mohs Advantage. Fast clean, fast shine, fast polish. And Rod End Supply. They don't just sell them, they race them. The world leader in suspension technology, Penske Racing Shocks has been providing custom-built, high-performance shock absorbers to all forms of racing for over 20 years. Offering only the highest quality suspension products, shocks are available in non, single, double, triple, and four-way adjustable configurations. All Penske Racing Shocks are hand-built, tailored to meet a driver's feel or car setup, and dyno-tested, ensuring the highest attention is paid to detail, consistency, and performance. For your short track needs, contact Dave Reedy at Penske Shocks at 610-375-6180. That's 610-375-6180. Penske Racing Shocks are available direct from the manufacturer or through many dealers worldwide. Visit them on the web at www.penskeshocks.com. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions. And welcome back to the BRP Modified Tour here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Joined right now by the current points leader, Rex King Sr. Rex, always a pleasure to speak with you. We're here, of course, on Lou Blaney Memorial Night. You raced against Lou a lot. What was it like racing against him back in the day?
Well, he was probably one of the most consistent and one of the toughest competitors there ever was. I mean, he could take a car, and if it wasn't handled just right, he would change up the line on how he was driving it and how it handled, and he'd be right to the front. Just look out. He was coming forward.
Do you have any memorable moments racing with him, battling for a win at all, you'd like to share with the audience?
No, most of them was chasing him. There wasn't too many. I mean, maybe every now and then I got ahead of him, but usually I had to start ahead of him to stay ahead of him.
Your season so far, how's it been?
We've had a good season so far. We haven't finished any worse than fourth and have one feature win, which we got Thursday night over at Expo. It was a BRP show. So we've had some good runs, very consistent. Like I said, no DNFs. I hope I didn't jinx myself. But, everything right now is good and consistent.
Talk a little bit about that win over Expo and also talk about the fact that back in the days you did some promoting of races.
Yeah, in the 95s, we promoted Expo for four shows. Three of them got rained out, and one of them didn't. But we went through all the work of promoting them and got our feet wet in that. Expo's about 5 miles from my house. It's our county fairgrounds. It's just a big, semi-flat track. You usually get two or three lanes to race on there. No guardrails. They got implement tires lined around them, so that's a little intimidating. When you hit an implement tire, your stuff's usually junk. But we had a good crowd there Thursday. It was, like I say, through the county fair. A lot of people had never seen the race cars, watched. So hopefully that drags some new interest to the local speedways.
Talk a little bit about Sharon Speedway here tonight. 3/8 mile track, but I'm sure you raced back in the days when it was a half mile. How much of a difference is it going from that half mile now back in the day to the 3/8?
Well, in a half mile track, and it had guardrails around the outside and around the inside, it was faster, but I think it was a little slower momentum. As a driver, you had a little more ease time on, you know, when you had to turn and weave and duck and dive. Now when it's a 3/8, it's what they call a typical bull ring. Your momentum when you enter a turn, you're much faster on momentum going in. It just gets a little more, you can get more contact quicker than you know.
Yeah, it seems like the turns, from just taking a look at it now, there's wide room in the turns, but not much more, maybe two wide down the backstretch. If you guys go three wide down the backstretch, what happens?
Oh, you can make it three wide. Just don't try that fourth one. You can make it three wide and do okay.
Just a couple more races left on the BRP Modified Tour. Again, you're a points leader, but it's a slim lead over Jeremiah Schingeldecker. What do you have to do over the next few races to lock up another title?
I think just to do what we've been doing, just stay consistent as we can be and finish in the top four and not drop out. Drop on out would hurt us. I think consistency is what we need to do. I got good equipment. I got a good crew, my boys and my friends and all that that help us. I got great sponsors on the cars, so we're sitting pretty good.
Final question for Rex Kane Sr., the current BRP Modified Tour points leader. What are the keys to winning a race here at Sharon in the Big Block Modifieds?
Well, I think here is starting position is very key. You got to start towards the front. Last Saturday night we was here, or two Saturdays ago, I started 10th and Rexy started 15th. I ended up second chasing the leader, but by then I'd used my tires up and Rex ended up fifth. So starting position is very key here.
That's Rex King Sr., the current points leader for the BRP Modified Tour, joining us here on our pre-race show. Back with more from Sharon right after this.
Moe's Gold Advantage Car Wax is a one-step liquid cleaner plus carnauba wax that is fast and easy to use, saving you time while maintaining that race car shine. Moe's Gold has no harsh chemicals or abrasives, and it can be applied in the sun or shade. Moe's Gold Advantage Car Wax works great on cars, trucks, boats, planes, RVs, and motorcycles. Moe's Gold Quick Wipe On, Wipe Off application is the most advanced formula on the market. No buffering required. Any vehicle looks and feels race car fast at a pit stop price with a Moe's Gold finish. Moe's Gold Advantage is only $11.99, and while supplies last, Moe's Gold Classic is just $9.99. To order, visit moesgold.com. That's MOSGOLD.com. Moe's Gold Polish is the official polish of OpenWheelToday.com, and be sure to listen to the live streaming audio race broadcast for the Moe's Gold clean move of the race. Moe's Gold Advantage, bringing the raceway to your driveway.
All right, here we go. Modified heat number one coming on, and we'll give them a lap or two around the speedway so they can determine which route they want to go and which lane they're going to drive. It'll be Rob Krzyzewski again out of Bristolville in the 00 sitting on the front row. Outside of him, Rod Jones out of West Middlesex in the 820. Rod plays around with a Bud Light here on Friday nights as part of our Friday Night Thunder that we are going back to this coming Friday night. We run the Mod Light Sportsman, Micro Sprints, a two-barrel E-Mods, and Hobby Stocks on this Friday Night Thunder that we've put together here this season, racing every other Friday. Of course, we'll be back with our six-pack event. That's where Rob and Brad Rapp and those guys all excel each and every Saturday night here at Sharon Speedway on our six-pack shows. Row number two, Don Brown of the 71 out of Butler, Brad Rapp out of Shippenville in the 11R. Row number three, Del Roche out of Frenchville, PA in the 20D. It'll be Tommy Krzyzewski in the 26 out of Stoneboro. Sits outside row number three, starting in that sixth position. Followed up by the youngster of the group, Carl Murdick, who's been 50 years of racing in car number six out of Butler, Pennsylvania. Outside of him, Eric Gabani in the 3E out of Mercer, PA. And rounding out the field, the 75 of Jeff Miller. Jeff coming from Sarver, Pennsylvania. I've just been informed that Rod Jones, as we told you, runs a Mod Light. Well, he's in a bigger mod. This is only his second venture in a big block modified. And he's starting on the outside of the front row. He can drive. Here we go. Eight laps. First to four modified heats. Green flag's going to wave. And I'll bet you the 00 goes to the top side of the speedway. Right through the middle of turn one and two he goes. Oh, that surprised me. I thought he'd go up on the top side. Krzyzewski's going to lead the pack through. Turn number three and four as Rod Jones placing in that second spot. Brad Rapp coming to third as we come off of turn number four. It is Tommy Krzyzewski sitting fourth, fifth spot right now is the 20D of Del Roche. As we battle off at turn number two, Krzyzewski opened up his margin considerably here on lap number two by about five car lengths off that fourth turn. Well, Rob Krzyzewski in the 16-4 bracket. Oh, he's the fastest on the track, 16-4, 64 that last lap. average speed of about 82 mile an hour. Yes, we got Eric Gabbani a little off the pace over here. Chris Jack in the way of Tommy, trying to make a play for that third position to the backside of Brad Rapp, as we've got cars battling all over the speedway, especially for the back three. Top five again go into tonight's feature event. Nine cars starting this event, all nine cars still on the speedway. Got a couple of different battles as Chris Jacks opened up almost a straightaway advantage over Rod Jones, who keeps that Jones Performance number 820 in line in that second spot. Brad Rapp trying to find a way to get by him as he skips through first then second turn. Brad Rapp in that 11R trying to challenge Rod Jones for that third spot. Chris Jack keeps that double zero out front, had to put some new sheet metal, new front end underneath that thing. Had some problems up at Expo this past Thursday night. Tommy Kristiak holding down that fourth position, and Del Roche still sitting in the fifth and final transfer spot into tonight's feature. As racing continues off in turn number four for the two lap signal, Kristiak is just right now blistering the field. He's slipped back off the pace a little bit into the 17 second bracket at this time. As we come off at turn number four, white flag will be waving. As Chris Jack takes the white flag in the way of Rob. Brad Rapp and Rod Jones continue their battle as Brad Rapp found his way to get into that second spot. Top three redraw for the top 12 starting spots. This will make it kind of interesting as the checkered flag falls. Rob Kristiak out of Bristolville takes home the checkered flag. It'll be Brad Rapp finishing in that second spot. Third spot to Rod Jones. Fourth to Tommy Kristiak. And fifth spot, oh, a little smoke coming from the backside of the 20D of Del Roche. Is the fifth and final qualifier to go into tonight's feature. Everybody behind Del Roche will have to run the Concy event. Well, a tough break for Del Roche as it continues to smoke a little bit. Maybe looks like valve train problems. Heat race number two will pack the outside of the speedway as we come around. It'll find Jim Weller Jr. in car number 31 sitting on the front row of tonight's heat race number two. Steve Fetter out of Butler, Pennsylvania finds himself outside row number one, starting second. In the third starting spot inside row number two, it'll be Ryan Hall out of Stoneboro, PA in the B4. Outside of him, it'll be the 333 of Ron and Perthner out of Grove City, Pennsylvania. Sitting on the inside of row number three, starting in that fifth position, it'll be Gary Smoker. Gary coming out of Mercer, Pennsylvania. Outside the 516 machine, we will find the 37MD of Jeremiah Shingledecker out of Polk, Pennsylvania. Rex King Sr. out of Bristolville in car number 65 finds himself back there in seventh starting spot. Eighth starting spot will be the 66F of Kyle Fink out of Strattonville, PA. And rounding out the nine car field for heat race number two, it'll be Dean Pearson out of Harrisville, PA. And again, we're looking for eight laps and looking for the top five in this heat event. All right, this heat race is also finding the top two in the point chase, Rex King Sr. with 213 and Jeremiah Shingledecker with 205. Both cars battling for that point title here in the BRP Modified 2010 portion of their event. Jimmy Weller Jr. is leading the field with Steve Fetter here in heat race number two. Eight laps in length, heat race number two. Getting ready to go to green as we come off of turn number four, drop of the green, and we're headed to turn one bound, side by side. Fetter to the outside, Weller to the inside as they try to hook her down into turn number two. A Perthner got a good extra run there on the start of this one. Dives into that third spot with Shingledecker into the fourth. He's coming side by side, wheel to wheel for that third and fourth spot here on the very first lap. All kinds of battling coming off of turn four. The meantime, Jim Weller Jr. setting the pace as he takes off and opens up a six-car advantage over the 45 of Steve Fetter. Right now, Jeremiah Shingledecker, Ronnie Perthner doing that three and fourth position battle. Jeremiah Shingledecker wins the battle through the midway of turn three and four. Back down into turn number one, opening up his margin. Jimmy Weller Jr., the only car in a 16-second bracket right now, over Steve Fetter. Jeremiah Shingledecker reeling in to the backside of Fetter in that 45 machine is a Perthner running in that fourth position. Right now, Ryan Hall is your fifth and final transfer car to get into the feature. Rex King's on the move. He dives into the backside of Perthner, trying to take that position away, trying to get into the top four. Three-car battle now for fourth, fifth, and sixth spot. In the meantime, Weller, at the halfway point, has opened up a sizable advantage. Shingledecker, in the meantime, has closed into that second spot of Steve Federer, is sitting in that second spot. And then we are nip and tuck right there for fourth, fifth, and sixth spot. King trying to get by Perthner, trying to use the high groove and through the wide side of turn three and four. Contact made between a Perthner and King as they continue to battle as Kyle Fink trying to slide his way in there. King makes the pass. He's into the top five. He will transfer at this point in time. A Perthner slowing up and he is headed backwards, evidently not to his liking, as Steve Federer now is still holding off challenges by the 37 of Jeremiah Shingledecker. Shingledecker trying to pick up a couple of extra points to find his way to catch your point leader in the BRP Modified Tour, Rex King. They were again running first and second. We are on the final lap. Final lap coming up. Jim Weller Jr. has led from the outset. Steve Federer still hanging on for that second position. As we come off of turn four, it'll be Jim Weller Jr. taking home the checkered flag. Second spot will go to Steve Federer with Jeremiah Shingledecker bringing home a third place finish. Ryan Hall in the B4 finishing fourth and fifth spot going to the 65 point leader Rex King. So your top five again looks this way. Jim Weller Jr. in the 31, followed by Steve Federer in the 45, Shingledecker in the 37, Ryan Hall in the B4, and Rex King Sr. in the 65. Heat race number three headed trackside. Heat race number three as they head out on the speedway out of New Brighton, Pennsylvania, would be the 777 of Kevin Boland, who finished second to Rex King up the Trumbull County Fairgrounds this past Thursday night. Newcastle's Kevin Green in the 74 finds himself starting in the outside of row one. Row number two, starting third will be Sean Flieger out of Butler, Pennsylvania in car number 88. It'll be Paul Habeck out of Fairport, New York in car number 25, making his first visit to Sharon Speedway. Row number three, it'll find Jim Racy out of Southington in car number 32. It'll be Mark Frankenhauser out of Phillipsburg, Pennsylvania in the 03. Kevin Hoffman in the 17H out of Franklin, Pennsylvania finds himself starting in that seventh spot. Eighth starting spot will be the 15B of Dylan Barr. And rounding out the field should be car number X. That'll be Jeremy Pop out of Polk, Pennsylvania. Fourth heat race on deck. Kevin Boland gonna bring him to green with Kevin Green to the outside of him and quickly to turn one we go. Paul Habeck in car number 25, his first time visitor out of Fairport, New York. Well, a little bit of wheel contact with Kevin Green. It looks like Dylan Barr is slowing here at the bottom of turn number two. Looks like he'll be able to get off the speedway and we'll keep it green as Frankenhauser made a right-hand turn right in front of about four cars. In the meantime, Kevin Boland's led after one. Your leader after one, the 777 of Kevin Boland. Kevin Green and Paul Habeck is still going at it for that second and third spot. Racing decides he's going upstairs and the loose stuff up there to get some traction, to get some bite coming off of turn two. Habeck makes the pass coming all the way out of Fairmont, New York. He's in the second spot. Kevin Green's not going away without a battle. As Racing completely sideways through turn number four as Jeremy Pop was right there to make a battle. Pop sitting in that fifth position, but he wants more than that fifth spot. Bull in the meantime, way out front, keeps it up on the top side, and then Diamond cuts through the low side of turn number four with the halfway point being shown. Four laps in, four to go. Kevin Green keeping that 74 machine in that third position with Jim Racy right on his backside battling. It's like a little bit of metal to the top side of turn number one, the wide side. As Boland continues setting the pace here with five laps in, debris on the speedway in turn number one. Well, we'll bring the field down and this will close things up a little bit and tighten it up. Debris laying up in the top of turn number one. All right, with our Dodge Pace truck making the exit off of turn number two, we'll stay single file from here on out as we've reached the halfway point. It's Boland, Habeck, Green, Racy, Pop, Flieger, Frankenhauser, and Hoffman. And those are the cars remaining on the speedway as we drop the green and go back to green for the final three laps. Battle's on as Racy made a pass of Kevin Green to take over that third spot. And the 32 car has been racing a lot of late model action lately down in Cherokee, South Carolina. Has made a good run over at the Trumbull County Fairgrounds in his first night in the Modified quite some time. And right now, sitting in that third spot, he's in the redraw position right now for tonight's feature event. So hoping to keep it there as Kevin Green's going to bounce off the wall, flip over in turn number two. Kevin Green got wide to that outside of turn number two and caught the wall in turn number two. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Green getting out of the car under his own power, just a little shaken up after that flip, and nice to see is Kevin Green, one of the nice guys of racing, folks, climbing out of that 74 machine. Kevin coming out of Newcastle, got a little bit wide going into turn number two and tried to get it corrected, and well, the end result, he landed up on his roof side. And again, our crews quickly to the scene. It will give him the mandatory ride back to the pit area just to do some talking and make sure that everything is okay. Again, this is heat race number three of our modifieds. Heat race number four on deck. All right, get the turn two area cleaned up, and we should be looking to go back to green. Some liquids down and moisture down over there in turn number two. Probably a little bit of fuel, maybe a little bit of antifreeze on the engine. Gonna run the field through that turn two here on the bottom, and we'll be looking to green for the final two laps as heat race number four on deck. Kevin Bolin again leading the way over Paul Habeck out of Fairport, New York. Here we go, looking to come down and restarting off of turn number four. Jim Racy trying to find his way to race around the inside now as he goes into the 25, making a little bit of contact here, trying to throw that thing sideways. Jeremy Popp now rolls into that four spot as Frankenhauser in the 03 trying to grab that fifth and final transfer spot. Coming down for the white flag. Bolin still setting the pace. Paul Habeck is sitting in second. Jim Racy third. Jeremy Popp fourth. And the battle's on for the fifth and final transfer spot between Fleeger, Frankenhauser, and Hoffman. Checkered flag is about to fall. Kevin Bolin will pick up another heat race win here at Sheringham, this one in the BRP Modified Tour event. Paul Habeck finishing second, third to Jim Racy. Fourth spot again to Jeremy Popp, and your fifth place car will be the 03 of Mark Frankenhauser. Heat race number four on its way. Car number 77 on the front row, outside row number one of heat race number four. It'll be the 17M of Skip Moore out of Jackson Center, PA. Kenny Moy out of Cortland, Ohio is in car number 34, starting third. Fourth starting spot will be Dave Murdick out of Slippery Rock in car number 61. Mike Turner steadily improving in car number 96 out of Butler, PA, starts in that seventh position. Eighth starting spot will be, or I should say sixth starting spot, will be the 66 of J.R. McGinley out of Fairmont, Pennsylvania. Charlie Dunk out of Palmyra, New York is in car number 99. And Chris Haynes in car number 35H rounding out your field. All right, looking to go green here to turn number four. Steve Barr, Skip Moore going to lead him gently into turn number four. Green flag's going to wave, and the race is on to the first turn. Dave Burdick is right there third in the point chase and trying to batter up some ground on the top two right now. And boy, Davey Murdick found a way around the outside. Talked to him over the winter months, and he likes this kind of a racetrack. A little bumpy, a little choppy, and that's just what he likes. So he can hook his power to the ground. You can see your leader after one. Murdick started in the outside row number two, started fourth. Right now vaults himself to the top spot. Boy, the 99 car, Chris Dunk getting a good run down that back straightaway. He comes out of Palmyra, New York, flirting with the turn three wall over there. But Chris Dunk to the 99 gathers it up and brings it into third to the outside of Skip Moore. Right around the top side goes the 99, quickly on the move to the outside. Charlie Dunk out of Palmyra, New York. Now into second spot, and he's chasing down your leader after three laps, Dave Murdick. Murdick keeping it right off the bottom side of turn number two. Dunk has definitely got her hooked up into the wide side. 16.725 that last lap. He was like 5/10 better than Davey Murdick after that last lap. Halfway home, four laps in, four to go. And mounting the charge from that last row, Charlie Dunk is on the move, folks, to the back bumper of Dave Murdick into turn number three. He's done it all up on the top side of the speedway. Evidently, they got the car set up real soft for him as Murdick will lead lap number five. But he's got Charlie Dunk draped all over his backside. Kenny Moore into 34, pulls to the inside. Dunk to the wide side of turn number two. Up against that back wall. Sparks fly between Murdick and Dunk. And Dunk lips her, almost loops her sideways. Boy, he got her hot and heavy into turn number three. Did a little hop, skip, and a jump. Ah, he was headed for that top spot. Murdick continues setting the pace with two to go. Well, Charlie's going to give her one mad last shot. We're coming down for the white flag out of Palmyra, New York. His first ever visit to Sharon Speedway. As you can see, Dave Burnick's handling going away a little bit, but he has a sizable advantage as the white flag being displayed right now. Burnick continues leading. He's paced himself through the middle sides. Skip Moore still holding down third. Steve Barr fourth. And fifth spot is the 165 of Rex King Jr. Checkered flag, it will be Dave Burnick taking home the honors. Dunk finishing in that second spot. Skip Moore third. Steve Barr fourth. And your fifth and final qualifier will be the 165 of Rex Cooter King.
For 20 years, Rod End Supply has been producing one of the highest quality makes of rod ends on the market. Continuing their prompt and courteous service since 1989, Bob Douglas and his fine staff have not only catered to the circle and drag racing communities, but you'll find their rod ends in NASCAR, the Baja 1000, even your lawnmower or your combine. To learn more, visit rodendsupply.com or call them toll-free at 800-284-2902. That's 800-284-2902. Rod End Supply. They don't just sell them, they race them.
Server PA and Gary Smoker out of Mercer in the 516 make up row number 2, starting 3rd and 4th. These will be 8-lap consolation events, taking 2 out of each consi. It'll be Don Brown in the 71B, Dean Pearson in the 8J make up row number 3. And row number 4 will be the 333 of Ronnie Perthner and the 3E of Eric Gabani. Those will be your 8 cars vying for just 2 positions in tonight's first B main for the modified.
We should do.
And with the green flag waving, looking for 8 laps. Oh boy, we are really bumping and scrubbing. 3 wide through the bottom side of turn number 1. Pearson had a good run up on the inside. As Kyle Fink's going to lead the way here, working on lap number 1. Right behind him is Jeff Miller in that 75 out of Sarver. They are 1-2 right at the moment. There's Don Brown finding a different lane of venue around the 3-8 Speedway. And he just tried to shorten it from 3-8 to maybe a third mile. In the meantime, Gary Smoker closes in on that third spot right now, but third doesn't do any good, folks. He needs to get into the top 2 to make tonight's feature, along with Dean Pearson in that 8J. 2 laps have been completed. Kyle Fink set the pace right now down that back straightaway. Smoker's closed into the backside of Jeff Miller. Pearson trying to find a little racing room right there through the cushion side of turn number 4. Smoker tried to make a low side pass over turn 4, didn't plant down. No, a little tap there to the backside of Miller as Dean Pearson and the 516 of Smoker make contact, allowing Eric Gabani to move into that 4 spot now, and Pearson's lost a lot of ground going after that top 2 spot. Jeff Miller still sitting second, Kyle Finkel leading the way. We've completed 4. And again, just the first 2 positions will qualify for tonight's feature. Looks like Smoker in the 516 would be in an alternates position right at the moment as we complete lap number 5. Right, gun down for the 2-lap signal, 2 to go. Kyle Fink still leading the way. Jeff Miller running second. Smoker trying to close back into Miller one more time here with the 2 laps to go. And it's Ronnie Perthner slowing here on the front straightaway. Hopefully he can keep it up on the high side and get off of turn number 2 as we try to keep that green flag waving. White flag's out. Kyle Fink's all by his lonesome. And whatever happened to your Perthner, boy, he picked up the momentum back up once again. Jeff Miller still holding on a second, but maybe not for long, as Smoker's going to try to make a 3rd or 4th turn pass. Fink will pick up the win. He will be in tonight's 30-lap feature event. It will be Jeff Miller holding on for 2nd spot, with Smoker in that 516 finishing 3rd, Eric Gabani in the 4th spot. But 3rd and 4th doesn't matter in this event. They just took 2 out of this consolation event. B main number 2, whichever you prefer to call it. On the front row will be Sean Flieger out of Butler, Pennsylvania. Car number 88 to the outside of him will be the 96 of Mike Turner, both out of Butler, Pennsylvania. The 17H of Kevin Hoppen out of Franklin starts 3rd. 4th starting spot will be J.R. McGinley in the 66 out of Fairmont City, Pennsylvania. Scratching from this event would be the 74 of Kevin Green. That'll move the 35H of Chris Haynes into the 5th starting spot. 6th starting spot will be Dylan Barr in the 15B. And rounding out the field, it looks like scheduled to start this was the 34 of Rodney Belts, but now there he is. Rodney's in car number 34, that is Ken Moy's car, but I understand that Rodney Belts is going to try to get into tonight's feature by way of Ken Moy's machine. And waiting for the field to show over here in turn two. All right, the field has dwindled to seven cars out of the original nine starters. Chris Haynes in that 35H is a modified rookie. Ran with the Pro Stocks for a few seasons. In fact, he every once in a while runs a special event in the Pro Stocks. Led his first modified laps this past Sunday night over at Tri-City Speedway. All right, Pace Truck pulls off. We'll look at these eight laps, and we'll get two more to qualify for the feature. And it looks like Dylan Barr has got a problem over here in turn one and two. Can't keep the car running. That's what happened to him last time over there in the heat race in turn number one and two. So we'll keep caution out for the 15B of Dylan Barr. Oh, he talked about Mike Turner. Mike Turner has turned his season around a little bit. We had our autograph session a few weeks back here at Sharon on our six-pack Saturday night show. And we asked Mike what turned his season around, and the first thing he did was point underneath the hood. He said, I've never had a good motor, never, ever had a good motor. And this year decided to go a different direction with his engine plan, and he has been steadily improving and running up front throughout the 2010 season. Again, this feature tonight will be our 13th BRP Modified Tour event here at Sharon Speedway. Some of the past races, Jim Racy has picked up three feature wins. Rex King, three. Ron Smoker has picked up a win here in the past with the BRP Modified Tour. All right, looks like the track is clear, and the 15B of Dylan Barr has exited one more time. Dylan not having a good night. Went off in the heat race. As we go green flag for eight laps. Sean Flieger gonna lead the troops into turn one and two. Mike Turner to the outside of him. Kevin Hoffman dives on the inside in that third spot. And Mr. Turner, just as we talked about, found some room on the outside to make his pass as we come off of turn number four, completing lap number one, as J.R. McGinley does it a roundabout way all the way through the top side of turn three and four to garner up that second spot around Flieger and Hoffman. Well, Mike Turner is setting the early pace right now, and you can see Flieger's having a little trouble off that back straightaway. Looks like maybe something's not set up or loose in the backside of his car. He cannot stand on the throttle. Might even have a broken axle in that machine because he's not being able to get the grip he needs, but falling backwards and way off the pace. Once again, Mike Turner out of Butler sets the pace here, and this will be lap number three counted and down. J.R. McGinley out of Fairmont City, PA, running in that second spot. Kevin Hoffman trying to find some clean air to garner up and close that gap between second and third. Now it looks like Rodney Belts' short-lived two-lap venture has ended as he pulls the Moy machine to the infield. With the halfway point being shown, four laps in, four to go, Mike Turner still out front setting the pace right now, 2/10 of a second quicker than that second place car. Chris Haynes and Kevin Hoffman trying to duke it out for that third and fourth position, which really doesn't matter at this point in time, only maybe through the tour points or maybe even the provisional part of tonight's program. With lap number five being counted, this is lap number six, the final two laps coming your way is Mike Turner for Butler hanging on off of turn four. You see he got a little bit wiggly and a little bit goosey over there in turn number four. Kind of missed his mark through that third and fourth turn. So working lap number seven this time through. White flag will be shining. Turner trying to pick up the B main win to get into tonight's big BRP 2000 win. Lou Blaney Memorial Classic feature event this evening here at Sharon Speedway. Turner still setting the pace, and he has a good advantage of four or five car lengths. Mike Turner out of Butler, PA, holds on for B-Main number two win. It'll be J.R. McGinley out of Fairmont City finishing in that second spot with Kevin Hoffman of the 17H and the 35 of Chris Haynes rounding out your top four cars. Top two go to the feature. That means Turner and McGinley. head into tonight's 30-lapper.
The world leader in suspension technology, Penske Racing Shocks has been providing custom-built, high-performance shock absorbers to all forms of racing for over 20 years. Offering only the highest quality suspension products, Shocks are available in non, single, double, triple, and four-way adjustable configurations. All Penske Racing Shocks are hand-built, tailored to meet a driver's feel or car setup, and dyno-tested, ensuring the highest attention is paid to detail, consistency, and performance. For your short track needs, contact Dave Reedy at Penske Shocks at 610-375-6180. That's 610-375-6180. Penske Racing Shocks are available direct from the manufacturer or through many dealers worldwide. Visit them on the web at www.penskeshocks.com. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions.
All right, here we go. Modified feature, BRP Modifieds on the Speedway. Jim Waller Jr. finds himself on the pole position out of Hubbard, Ohio, outside of him. On row number one in starting second will be Jim Racy out of Southington, Ohio. It'll be the double zero, Rob Christiak out of Bristolville, starting second, our third starting position, second row. Outside row number two, it'll be Paul Habeck out of Fairport, New York. It'll be Rod Jones out of West Middlesex in the 820, starting fifth. Sixth starting spot will be the 777 of Kevin Bolin. Row number four, it'll be the 37D of Jeremiah Shingledecker, MD. He's out of Polk, Pennsylvania. Steve Fetter out of Butler in the 45, starts eighth. Ninth starting spot will be Skip Moore in the 17M. It'll be Dave Murdick in the 61 out of Slippery Rock, starting 10th. 11th starting spot. 11th starting spot will be the 99 of Charlie Dunk out of the state of New York. It'll be Brad Rapp in the 11R on the outside of row number six, starting 12. 13th starting spot is Tommy Christiak in the 26Z. It'll be the B4 of Ryan Hall, starting 14th. 15th starting spot will be Jeremy Popp in the X Machine, Steve Barr in the 77. 17th starting spot will go to Rex King Sr. in the 65. Mark Frankenhauser in the 03, starts 18th. 19th starting spot will be Rex Cooter King Jr. Outside of him will be the 66 of Kyle Fink. The 96 of Mike Turner starts inside row number 11. In the outside will be Jeff Miller in the 75 out of Sarver. Row number 12, it'll be J.R. McGinley starting 23rd in the 66. It'll be Dean Pearson getting one of the provisionals, track provisional in the 8J. Starting 13th will be Kevin Hoffman in the 17H. He'll get the provisional for the modified tour and the alternate because of Del Roche losing an engine earlier will be the 516 of Gary Smoker. That'll be your modified starting lineup. All right, behind the pace truck, modified tour will pick it up. You fans off of turn number two, you can stand on your feet, wave your hats, clap your hands, yell and scream, do whatever you need as they do the four wide of brass for the modified tour here this evening. First of two modified tour events here at Sharon Speedway. The next one will take place as part of the Hartford Apple Festival Nationals here at Sharon Speedway. And as they come around to turn three and four, you fans that are still in the stands, I want you up on your feet, clapping your hands, raising and hooting and hollering as these drivers come by on this very hot, humid night. Strapped into these machines, and you can see by our feature winner tonight in the sprint cars how hot it is. Ladies and gentlemen, how about a nice big round of applause for these drivers out here tonight? Let them hear you loud and louder. All right, they'll be breaking off that four wide abreast here now as they go into turn one and two, get back our double file formation as we'll get ready to go. Report on Kevin Green. Kevin Green went for some x-rays on his shoulder. That was the driver of the 74 car who flipped over there in the heat racing action earlier this evening. He is okay, but went for some x-rays, complaining of his shoulder bothering him. Okay, we're going modified racing right now. Jim Weller, a couple of local guys, Jim Racy, up on the front row. What's gonna happen here is we drop the green and head to turn one. Well, very quickly, you watch that car number 25 earlier tonight. He ran the very, very top groove as we work off a turn number two. Oh, somebody's got to give over there. It looked like a little bit of contact. We got one up and over, went up over the backside. That was Mike Turner, went over top of Kyle Fink's number 66. They all got bunched up coming off of turn two, went to check up, and it looked like Mike Turner just went right up over the front end of Kyle Fink's car. Quickly, we'll send our crews over to the action. No laps complete. All right, folks. Well, car number 96, Mike Turner's the driver that flipped. Don't have to worry about him getting out of the car. He's going racing. Evidently, it didn't hurt anything. They said the tires are all up. They looked at the front suspension. You see that right rear quarter where it made some contact with the speedway surface. So Mike's going to run back into the pits real quick, make sure that everything's kosher and try to get back out. But right now we get this relined up again, complete restart. Now it looks like Dean Pearson's going to need some help getting you restarted. All right, Dean gets refired. So again, we will double file the restart. Complete restart, no laps are down. Kevin Hoppin came back out of the pit area, so he'll have to hustle down this front chute as we're looking to get restarted here off of turn four. All right, once again, Jim and Jim, Weller and Racy gonna lead this field to green one more time. We get ready to drop the green, and here we go. 30 laps of modified racing coming your way as Paul Habeck, out of New York, we're trying to work that high side like he did earlier tonight. As a few cars checking up down that back straightaway and catching with the Bull and Shingledecker making some contact. In the meantime, Jim Weller's opened up his advantage very, very quickly by 3, 4, 5 car lengths. Christiak running in that third spot. That is Rod Jones in the 820. Just his second time in the big block modified running fourth as Paul Habeck is sitting in that fifth spot right now. Coming down off of turn number two, right, Weller picks up his advantage a little bit more. The only car in a 16-second bracket, this time the 25, made a peek to the inside. Paul Habeck is trying to put some pressure on the inside of the 820 of Rod Jones. Kevin Boland trying to work to the outside now, trying to get his 777 machine hooked up. The 99 machine is pulled off to the inside. That is Charlie Donk, and Charlie was working that outside groove earlier tonight, and he has had some problems here in tonight's feature. He moves up, pulls to the infield area. Once again, Weller opens up his advantage by better than a half a straightaway. Right now, the battle is on for fourth spot as Christiak holding down that third position right now in the double zero. New cars trying to work through the back of the field. As we've got a battle right now for fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh spot. We got another one upside down in turn number three. Red flag one more time. Gary Smoker in car number 516. The car into the wall in turn three. Well, Smoker got in a little bit deep, and they are telling us he's talking to the fire crew and everybody over there in turn three. So that's a good sign. He'll be climbing out of that ride, and his car will be headed back to the pit area. Five laps are completed of this 30-lap event, so five laps in. Mr. Weller has pocketed himself an extra $100 so far. With five laps in the books. And again, the red flag this time for Gary Smoker, making contact and flipping, going into turn number three to the outside. 25 to go. Weller, once again, as we double him up one more time. Green flag waves. Racy trying to get that jump on the restart this time to the outside. And a little bit of a cushion there, and everybody jumping off that cushion side. Racy's going to take command here. And we got a couple more spinning around. Rex King Sr. Spun around there along with Ryan Hall in the B4 also involved. A few other cars stuck through that. So we didn't get that lap in that time. That'll negate the pass that Mr. Racy made because we did not complete the lap. All right, five laps in. It looks like Ryan Hall is getting her refired off again. We go back to Racy on the outside and Weller on the inside. Christiak, Rob sitting on the inside, restarting third. Rod Jones in that 820 in just his second or third modified event. Of course, Rod's driven micro sprints and mod lights. He even tried a limited sprint, I think, for a couple of weeks last season or the season before. So now he decided he wanted to try and see what the big block modified life was like. Right now, it looks pretty good for his point of view and sitting in that fourth spot, folks. Paul Habeck in car number 25, first time visitor, sitting there on the inside of row three in that fifth spot. Kevin Boland, the 777 right now, sitting in sixth. Well, let's watch and see if Mr. Racy gets the kind of restart that he got the last time. I think Mr. Weller's going to be a little quick on that throttle this time. As we get ready to bring it here back to turn number four one more time. Green flag waves, and Weller closes that door into the top side where Racy made his pass the last time, and Weller is going to take command off of turn number two. Rod Jones really battling in that four spot with Paul Havoc and Kevin Bowler now trying to place into the top five for the first time in this event. As your top three start to open up that margin between the fourth place car. From fifth place on back, kind of jumbled up a little bit as Bowler now dives and slides right in front of Havoc into that fifth position. Havoc sitting sixth, Jeremiah Shingledecker, Dave Murdoch, and Steve Federer all going three wide into turn number two, and it looks like Kevin Hoffman's going to bring out yellow number three or four on this event. At lap number seven, Kevin Hoffman right down on the bottom of turn number one and two, and it looks like Cooter had a little problem going into turn three. Tommy Kristiak in the 26Z heads back to the pit area. All right, looking to go back to green as we make sure the track's clear over here off of turn number three. Get Rex King Jr. back to the back of the field. All right, here we go. Back to green. Drop to the green as we'll try this again. Rod Jones trying to get going as he got the rear quarter of Kristiak's car as they dove into turn number one. As we got another one turned around. Looks like the 45 of Federer, and again, another one sitting sideways in the middle of turn one. Ryan Hall to be four, and caution waves again with still seven laps in. Green flag waving. Heading down into turn one and two. Racy's got the advantage one more time. Let's see everybody fight for that low side real estate. Off that first and second turn. Looks a little bit better this time as Racy's going to take command here on lap number eight. So Weller took the first seven. Racy sitting in that lead spot now here on lap number eight. The 31 car led the first seven, the 32 car out front right now. Rob Kristiak in the double zero sitting in third spot. Jeremiah Shingledecker working his way in that fourth position. Rod Jones back to fifth. Dave Murdoch sixth. Seventh, Kevin Bowlen. Eighth, Jeremy Popp. Ninth, Paul Havoc. And tenth spot is Skip Moore at this point in time. As we got another one tied down here in turn number one. Caution out one more time with nine laps in. All right, Racy at the inside. Well, let's see if Weller gets the jump on the restart. Weller bringing him off of turn number four. And let's see if Weller can get that restart. Well, Racy got the better restart. Shingledecker got a better one, too, as he's trying to make the pass into third just ahead of Kristiak. Putting Rob back to fourth as Dave Burnick now rounds the top five as we work down that back straight away. Working on lap number 10. This is the $100 bonus lap as Racy will pick up that extra $100 bonus as he's led lap 8, 9, and 10. So Jim Racy's picked up $140 in lap money, taking over that lead on lap number 8. Jeremiah Shingledecker, your third place cards. Rob Kristiak, fourth. Dave Burdick in that fifth spot. As they rounded off in turn number four, Burdick trying to make an inside pass of the double zero. Jeremy Popp is your sixth place car. It is Rod Jones sitting in seventh. Eighth spot is the 777 of Kevin Bowlen, followed by your Skip Moore ninth. And checking on the top 10. Jim Racy finds himself out front here on lap number 12. Shingledecker trying to reel into the backside of Weller. As Weller started on that pole, Dave Murdoch finds his way to the top four, puts Kristiak back to that fifth spot. Jeremy Popp sixth, seventh is Rod Jones, and Rod Jones doing a fine job with Kevin Bowlen back there in eighth. Ninth is the 17 of Skip Moore, 13 laps in. Working on the 14th lap with 16 to go. Jim Racy stands alone out front some 4/10 of a second quicker than your second place car. Jeremiah Shingledecker right now is just about 2/100 of a second slower than your leader Racy. So he is climbing to the backside of Weller in a hurry as we come to the halfway point. 15 laps remaining. Shingledecker just waiting and biding his time as Rod Jones gets shoved up into the outside, up over the cushion side, putting Skip Moore back a couple of spots. As we look to Jeremy Pop is your sixth place car. Your leader remains Weller. We got another one off the pace. That is Skip Moore. Racy continues leading, but it looks like Weller's starting to reel him back in right now, and evidently the tires are working to go a little bit earlier. Kevin Boland in a battle right now is Jeremy Pop trying to make some action happen over here in turn number two. As Jeremiah Schingledegger sitting in that third spot, trying to reel in your top two cars. 17 laps in, we're looking for 13 more laps to go. In fact, lap number 18 coming this time as Jeff Miller pulls off to the inside. Rob Chrystiak is your fifth place car at the moment. Kevin Boland sixth unofficially. As we go back, we are getting tighter and tighter for the top spot. Coming up on Brad Rapp. Weller to the backside now of the 32. Had to back off the throttle, burping a little bit as he was right on the Racy's back bumper here on lap number 19. Racy takes her wide in the middle of the turn. They got make contact. Riz Weller in to Racy made contact. Here comes Schingledegger to the inside of Weller now. He making a three-car battle as he dives in front, sliding in, turning around as Schingledegger is going around along with Jim Weller. Caution off of turn four. Schingledecker did a slide job of Weller. They made contact. Both cars spinning around. That'll move Dave Murdick into that second hole with 20 laps in and 10 to go. Racy, your leader. Second spot will be the 61 of Dave Murdick. Third place will be the 00 of Rob Chrystiak, followed by the 777 of Kevin Boland, the 65 of Rex King Sr. All right, looking to go back to green. And since we are past the halfway point, it will be single file to restart over here to turn number four. Jim Racy, Dave Murdick, Rob Chrystiak, Kevin Boland, Rex King Sr. That is your top five unofficially. So we go back to green. Once that green drops, you can start racing over there off of turn number four as Boland trying to put himself into that top three. Right now pressuring Chrystiak down that back straight away. As Racy continues setting the pace, he's been your leader since lap eight. Chrystiak gets up into Tooley's to the wide side, and he's going to end up getting pushed all the way back to that fifth position. Dave Murdick trying to gather up some ground behind Racy, and I don't think he's got enough to get there. As Jeremy pops a little bit off the pace there, coming off of turn number two. Weller trying to track his way back through the crowd with three laps remaining, 22 in, and Frankenhauser, Jim Weller make contact in turn number three and four. Frankenhauser's turned around, yellows out, one more time with 22 laps in, three to go. Jeremy Pop just pulled off to the inside in the X machine as we go back to green flag. Attrition's starting to take its toll here with the final three laps coming your way. Paul Habick gets right back by Chrystiak to get back into that fifth spot. Schingledegger trying to work his way back into the top five here late in the races. Chrystiak got up over the cushion in turn number three. 23 laps in the books, two to go. Racy still in command. Sorry, I'm looking at 25. Yeah, we got a long ways to go yet. Still six laps remaining as we are on lap 24. I was thinking 25. Not sure why we did that, but this is a 30-lap event. Schingledegger's cracked back into the top five for the first time in this event. Right now, Mr. Racy has picked up $540 in lap money if he can stay out front of Davey Murdick. Kevin Boland has been able to come into that third position. Kevin started on the outside of row three in that sixth spot, finding the going a little tough now as 26 laps are in, four laps from the finish of this one. Looks like Brad Rapp slowing up here off of turn number four. He's going to pull it to the infield so we can keep it under green. Murdick trying to close that gap between himself and Racy, not able to do that off of this fourth turn. 27 laps down, Rod Jones slowing to the wide side of turn three and four. As Rod up there off the wide side of four, caution will come down with three laps remaining. 27 laps in, three to go. Now Rod Jones's ride has come to an end after starting fifth. Here we come on the restart. Paul Habick, Rob Chrystiak, Frankenhauser, and J.R. McGinley, the only cars remaining on the speedway. As Boland takes a peek to the inside of Murdick, that doesn't happen in the past, doesn't take place. As Racy up to the challenge, keeping that car right on the cushion side of turn number three and four. with the two-lap signal, Jim Racy, trying to pocket some extra cash here tonight besides the $2,000 payday. Rex King and Kevin Bullen duking it out there for third and fourth position as they did a little side-by-side slide job into turn number one and two. Coming down for the white flag, Dave Murdick still rolling along in that second spot as Racy in command right now. It's up for grabs for third, fourth, and fifth spot. Rex King and is your point leader going into tonight. Shingledecker was running second. Right now, Shingledecker trying to make the pass into the fourth spot as we come down for the checkered flag. Jim Racy will pick up the big payday. Dave Murdick finishing second. Kevin Bullen third. At the line, it was Jeremiah Shingledecker finishing fourth and Rex King finishing fifth. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jim Racy out of Southington, Ohio, picks up his modified victory of the season in just his third modified run of the season. He started out the season here at Sharon, didn't have much luck on opening night, took her home in a basket, more or less. Last week was your first race up at Expo. Since that time with this modified, you've been running late model. This has got to be a big payday for you because you just pocketed $440 in lap money plus the $2,000.
Man, that's great. I tell you what. This was the most important race that I wanted to win all year long.
And the reason why?
This was for Lou. Had to have this one.
You grew up racing that man. You learned a lot from that man, didn't you?
I followed him probably 1,000 laps around this place, just hot lapping, heat races, and him beating me on the last lap and things like that. And this is really meaningful here.
What was going through your mind on that restart, you and Weller back and forth? I know you had numerous restarts and stuff, but did you try something a little different, get that jump and that start?
On the outside there, I was pretty good the first couple, but I got the car a little bit sideways the one time when I went to go ahead and fire, and he got a little drive on me. Now, when I went to the bottom, I thought I was beat for sure because he's really good on the cushion. And we got a nice straight line up off the corner, and I beat him to the flag stand.
You got the cushion side tonight, didn't you? You like that cushion, don't you?
Yeah, and I tell you what, we were set up for above the cushion tonight, and it's a good thing that it all worked out like it did. So.
Well, again, this is only your third time in the modified. We were wondering if you were losing your touch a little bit. Evidently not.
You know, I thought there early on that I was losing my touch in the hot laps and heat race, but it all came back.
There you go. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more nice big round of applause for this guy right here, Mr. Jim Racy, picking up the BRP Modified win tonight, plus $440 of lap money. And this nice big trophy in the presentation made by Leah Blaney. And again, we thank you for coming out again this evening. Drive carefully down the highways, and we will look forward to the third annual Lou Blaney Memorial Classic.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.